4 penalties called on the Beavers in the first period. 2 power play goals scored by the Tommies. That's not exactly what BSU had in mind after the first 20 minutes of yesterday's game.
The word I used between periods was disappointing, and it's just kind of challenging. So this, we could be such a good team if we play a certain way, and we talked about going into the game playing with energy, playing with a little sense of desperation. Talked about we only have 4 home games left, and no one any regrets. And I said, and they actually on the board themselves, they had written down earn it, and we just we said that certainly wasn't doing any. We weren't earning anything. But to their credit, they came out and they played a really, really good second period. I think that really changed the game.
The Beavers knew in order to win, they'd have to 1, stay out of the box, 2, battle from behind, and 3, earn it. And that they did.
That goes to the Beavers. Santel stops, faceoff dot pass to Paige Anderson. Back to Santel. Turns, takes a shot. That hit escape for the Tommies. Comes to the side of the net. Another couple of shots by Bemidji State. Another one makes it through and in. The Beavers score. It's Vandalese. After a couple of shots, the puck came all the way back up the slot, and the freshman defenseman came through, got a shot that somehow made it through all that traffic, and the Beavers have cut the lead in half.
Seal the deal, get it done, earn the right to say you won, work it out, sacrifice, someone's gonna have to pay the price, face the pain.
Regroup up the left wing to Reese Hunt. Reese gets a stick on it, dumps it in, so no icing. So the Tommies go back to get it. Allie Paul turned over. Reese Hunt tries to skate it up into the slot. Puck still loose into the blue paint. Still there, and it's knocked in. The Beavers have tied it up. Rosa sends it deep again for Bemidji State as the Tommies try to get it outside their zone. They can't. Taylor Nelson now with it behind the net to try to wrap around, but cut off and skates back to the point. Sends it again down deep. De La Rosa gets cut off. Beavers center it. Shot and a goal. Nice centering pass by Santel, and the Beavers take the lead for the first time tonight. I believe that's going to be Paige Anderson getting the goal.
When you share the dream, there's no iron team. Let the spirit take you higher. It's a state of mind no one can define. There's no limit to desire.
And Grayson Myers picks it up instead, dumps it down deep behind the net. Myers back to the left point. Shot deflected right out in front. Another save and a rebound and a goal. Paige Peavy. And some insurance for Bemidji State. The puck was kept in by Deering at the left point. Didn't get a whole lot on the shot. It ends up to be a great pass. Not sure. I think it might have been Forsberg who got the initial shot on net. And Peavy knocks home the rebound. The third goal of the third period for the Beavers.
Today, Bemidji State looks for the home sweep against St. Thomas. And like yesterday, it won't be an easy feat. Nothing in this league comes easy. The Beavers know they'll have to earn it. They also know what it takes to win. The puck drops on Game 2 in less than 30 minutes. But first, our Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.